Exercise 8, 10, C. Molten glass can be worked in several ways to produce different kinds of glassware. In order to blow glass, a small amount of molten glass is placed at the end of a long, hollow iron blowpipe. Air is blown in, and it causes the glass to form into a pear-shaped bulb, which is then rolled on and shaped with tools. To keep the glass from hardening during this process, it is periodically reheated in small ovens. To make glass bottles, molten glass with a bubble inside is placed in a mould. Air pressure in the bubble forces the glass against the sides of the mould. Once the glass cools and hardens, the mould is opened and the glass bottle is removed. Glass can also be drawn. Drawing glass is the process used to manufacture tube and rod-shaped glass, as well as some sheet glass. To make tubes, molten glass is drawn over a mould, which is a hollow cylinder, or over a cone with air blown through it, in order to keep the mould from collapsing until the glass hardens around it. Tubes can be drawn out horizontally, vertically, or at an angle. To make glass rods, the air inside the cylinder or the cone is eliminated. Finally, glass is often rolled. To work glass in this way, a sheet of glass is rolled along the assembly line as it is manufactured. A special type of metal is used in the rollers so that they are not damaged by the heat of the molten glass. When this process was first developed, molten glass was poured onto large tables and then rolled flat onto plates. After it cooled, the glass was ground and polished.